The education regarding chills is not handled well in this country. We're ignorant of the true rules. And when the event appears, we're left unequipped. It is time, of course. Is it the same where you are? It's necessary to arrive a little before it does. You see what I'm saying? Just a tiny little bit ahead. You know the story of the flea in the drawer? Yes, of course. And how true it is, don't you think? Thank you.
Joe McNeely, leading the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. As Joe walks out from Sunset Boulevard, as originally scored by Franz Waxman, here on Deep Threes. Peter DePhillips began our set by raising Hope Across the Pond. From his concept album that is an homage to his Irish heritage, The Great Famine. Then Lauki took us to 69 degrees 54 minutes south, 135 degrees 12 minutes east. A location on the coast of Wilkes Land, in eastern Antarctica, on the southern Indian Ocean. That left Catherine DeBond, the Montreal producer known as Ilong Ilong, in a superposition for her Phantasmagories. Hull departed for Naugat, courtesy of UN, and welcomed the return of Dalby and Marco during The Last Days on Mars, as scored by Max Richter for the original motion picture soundtrack. We imagined the Dance of the Lilies from the Robert Redford movie All Is Lost, and the soundtrack by Alexander Ebert. And the cellist Maya Beiser of Bang on a Can lamented about a far-off country for her 2007 solo effort, Almost Human. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you for this hour with Astral Winds, Solar Reveries, and Interstellar Tensions from You is Greater Than L by Kashecki. You can always check out playlists and show archives on the web at www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Margaret Show. You're listening to CJFF 90.1 FM at Simon Fraser University.
This is Bird Note. Every summer, millions of birds flock to the Arctic Circle to find mates and raise their young. Now, a new study suggests that this tradition has been going strong since the age of the dinosaurs. Paleontologists found evidence of the earliest known Arctic breeding colony from fossils uncovered in northern Alaska. The site dates back nearly 73 million years, when many prehistoric predecessors to modern birds still had teeth, including the gull-like ichthyornithians and the flightless, loon-like hesperornithians. These were among several types of ancient avians preserved as both adults and hatchlings, which suggests the site was used for nesting. There were even fossils from early members of bird lineages that gave rise to the ducks and chickens still around today. But why the Arctic? Just like today, these birds were likely taking advantage of the abundant food provided by the 24 hours of summer daylight. The traits that allowed early modern birds to thrive in the Arctic climate might have even helped them survive the mass extinction that wiped out the rest of the dinosaurs. You'll find more about Arctic birds, both past and present, when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Adé Ben-Salahuddin.